That's gone on, I would say, maybe well over 3-4 years. We have been tortured by care ripped apart, homes been raided, and it's gone out now onto the extended family, you know, out onto the sisters, and I've been tortured. We can't move. Certain individuals, seems to be only us based around the Ballycombe estate, are the ones that's getting the harassment.
And how bad is the harassment?
Terrible, terrible. Yesterday, one of my sons was stopped 3 times on St. Anur, and the car ripped apart. Money taken off him. They give it back then because he had checks issued to the click sergeant, which is cancer, children with cancer. It's on a constant day-to-day basis we're being searched.
So if I was to go to the police and ask them, why are they harassing or why are they targeting your family, what reason are they going to give?
I know the reason they'll give, because I have talked face-to-face to Andy Lemon. We've been no worse tortured than anyone else. As he said, he stated that when they're up waving through our wandas at 12 and 1 o'clock in the morning, they're just being friendly.
And what are your family going to do? What's the next step for you?
We're taking it to a higher level this time. We're going to go to the Pat Finucan group. We're going to do organised white line pickets. We're going to the paper, and we're going to demand answers from Andy Lemon, because he's the chief of police in the area. It's up to him to answer us as to why we've been tortured and harassed.